Hey, what's up, friends? I'm Vince Del Monte, father, husband, and the OG of online fitness marketing. For more than a decade, I've been committed to helping skinny guys pack on muscle. And after building multiple seven-figure online fitness businesses, I've achieved freedom and financial security through mentorship, hard work, and my passion for fitness. And I want to help you do the same. Recently, I've built the best mastermind coaching program that exists for fitness professionals by giving you the shortest, no BS path to grow to 6, 7, and even 8 figures, regardless of your starting level. My coaching was designed to give you the skills, systems, and support to become an industry mover and shaker and build the business and life of your dreams. Today in this video, I want to share with you 5 things I've personally learned from Grant Cardone, sales guru. If you clicked on this video, you likely know who he is. I'm such a proponent of, I would say, the majority of his work. Don't agree with everything, but the majority of stuff he teaches about money has really been helpful. I want to give you guys some examples. I love his work so much, we even got 10X license plates. Grant, Jared, 10X fam, if you're watching. Pretty cool, right? So anyways, check it out. Number one thing I've learned from Grant Cardone is that money is useless until you use it. All right, right? You're going to want to write these down. These are very, very powerful. And I always had this idea that you've got to save money, save money, save money. And he helped me reframe the whole word around saving to storing money. We'll talk about that in another point. But one of the big things Grant teaches is that if I have a stack of, you know, $100 bills, and we just, you know, put this stack of $100 bills, it say adds up to $1,000. And we just, put it maybe in the mailbox over here, and we just put that $1,000 in the mailbox, and we go on a trip for a month. Let's say we go to Europe. How much is that $1,000 worth in a month from now? How much is that $1,000 worth in a month from now? And maybe $1,000. Right? But if we leave that $1,000 in there for 6 months, for 12 months, how much is that $1,000 worth? $1,000. All right. And heck, we could even make a case for how that $1,000 might be worth less. So one of the very first things you have to understand is that money is useless sitting inside your bank account. All right. And the number one thing, especially if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, even if you're in your 40s, is that you need to play offense. And you're likely playing defense right now. You're likely being way too conservative with your money, and you're not investing into yourself. All right. You're not investing into your education. You're not creating a business that produces cash flow. All right. So that's the first thing I learned from Grant Cardone, because whenever I'm tempted to, you know, save a little bit, put money aside, I'm like, hey, if I save this, I might make a little bit of return. But if I invest this into my business, the return could be 5 to 10 times bigger. Does that make sense? So where should you put your money? You. All right. Investing into your education and building an online fitness business where you can produce recurring revenue, maybe coaching high ticket or doing lower dollar ebook stuff and selling on volume or doing 8-week challenges. We teach all those things, by the way. So the question is just, where do you start? So that's number one. All right. Number two thing I learned from Grant Cardone is that you cannot expand and contract at the same time. All right. You're all fitness folks, likely, if you've been following my work. Can you guys build muscle and lose fat at the same time? Can you increase your, well, let's just use that example. That's a simple one, right? No, right? They're counterproductive goals. So just like in business, you can't save a ton and then invest a ton at the same time. You've got to decide, what's the goal? Are you contracting or are you expanding? So kind of piggybacking on number one, you've got to invest. You've got to invest into attention, all right? You've got to get attention, or else money can't flow you if people don't know you, all right? That's a little Grant Cardone-ism as well. So a lot of you are trying to get ahead by, you know, flying under the radar, if you will. You're just kind of trying to sneak by, and it doesn't work like that, all right? You've got to, if you're going to expand, what that means is, if you want to, let's think of this in terms of your financial statement. If you want to expand the top line, the first line on your financial statement, though, that first half inch is the most important half inch on the whole financial statement. That line cannot go up, my friend, if every other line on the financial statement does not also go up. Okay. If your top line is going to go up, your expenses are going to go up. All right. Your advertising is going to go up. Your payroll is going to go up. Your tech bills are going to go up. Your operating expenses are going to go up. Okay. Everything's going to go up. So you got to get this through your head. It's okay if all your expenses are going up. if the top line is staying ahead. Does that make sense? So you can't expand and contract at the same time. It's like trying to build muscle and lose fat at the same time. You're never going to do it, okay? Unless you're on steroids and you're doing something illegally, all right? That's the only way you can expand and contract at the same time in business too, if you're doing something illegally. Number three, all right? Only two reasons you'll go out of business. People don't know you, or people forget who you are. Money follows attention. That's point number three. Money follows attention. To get known, you have to invest your money into attention. All right. The number one thing you focus on is high visibility. If your name doesn't have high visibility, then you're going to really struggle. Okay. If they don't know you, they can't flow you. All right. So people have to know who you are. And you've got to invest into Facebook ads and Instagram ads and getting seen all the time, all right? You've got to be top of mind. And you have to understand that sometimes these investments don't have immediate payoffs. You know, sometimes you'll take a loss on your ad spend, but you might make the money back in 30, 60, 90 days, or you may be getting followers now and they're not going to convert into paying customers for 2 or 3 years, all right? This is called playing the long game. And this is why a lot of solopreneurs, a lot of businesses go out of business in the first 5 years. I believe it's like over 80% of online businesses go out of business within the first 5 years because they're not investing into visibility. All right. So money follows attention. All right. That's number three. All right. Number four, people don't cost you money. People not producing results cost you money. All right. I love this one. People don't cost you money because I know a lot of people say, oh, I want to hire somebody, but I don't have the money. Well, if they're producing your business money, how do you make that calculation? All right. You're not hiring people just to do stuff. You have to hold them to KPIs, key performance indicators. They need to know what they're responsible for. You have to give them ownership, responsibilities. You have to train them up. You have to send them to events, just like I'm sending Kate and Jay, two of my coaches, to Black Belt. I can't go this summer. It's a coaching program that I paid $2,400 to be a part of, but they're going for me. They're going to learn. They're going to bring back information to coach our students to help them get better results. So you have to understand that people don't cost you money. If you're looking at somebody on your team as an expense, it means that you're not, maybe you've got customer support and you're like, I pay my customer support people too much money. Well, then teach them how to turn your customer support center into a profit center. Teach them how to overcome refunds. Teach them how to sell other products and give them a commission for that, right? So there's always solutions, all right? So people don't cost you money. People who aren't producing results for your company cost you money. You've got to process that, all right? How much should they be producing you? That's debatable. At least 2 times, you know? If they're making probably 5 or 6 times what you're, paying them, then they're, stupid. Because if they're producing you 5 to 6 times more than what they're making themselves, then they should be in business for themselves. But, you know, typically someone's going to be making you 2 to 3 times more, and there's going to be other currencies that they're going to be cashing in on, likely your culture, being in your environment, having some security, maybe perks that you've got that, you know, they work certain hours from home, etc. So not everybody's just driven by money. So you just have to understand that. And I think the last one here, so many ones that we could share here. What's the fifth one? Fifth lesson from Grant Cardone. Hey, by the way, what do you think? Down in the comments below, if you follow his work, which one have I missed? So the last thing I want to share from Grant, you need to be investing into leveraged assets. All right. This is one that I'm kind of just going to let you in on my life here. Invest into leveraged assets. Like what? Like real estate. Now, obviously, he's got Cardone Capital, so he's biased, but I think there's a lot of reason to look into real estate for yourself. You need a path, right? Your goal should be to do this. Check it out. Your goal should be to save 40% of what you earn and to invest that into a leveraged asset like real estate that produces cash flow for you. If you find that property, whether you do it yourself or with another investor, your goal is to have your living expenses covered, all right? So my goal to wipe out $17,000 in living expenses based on about a 5% return, don't hold me to this, is going to be around $3 million.
maybe around $3 million. So around $3 million of real estate producing 5% per year divided by 12, that's going to kick back the expenses, depending on, it's going to fluctuate, all right? So you hear what I'm saying though, right? So you need to figure out, how much money do I need to invest? Now the goal's interesting. Okay, I need $3 million in real estate. That's a goal. That's a goal. Now, I bet you're already thinking 10x bigger. You're like, oh wow, my goal is to save, was to make 100 grand a year. And then you add a deadline to it, right? Then you add a deadline to your target. And this is how you wake up excited. This is how you start looking for the opportunities, the vehicles that can get you there. All right.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got some value. And if you're ready to learn more about the world's premier fitness business community that gives you the systems, skills, and support to scale to your first $10,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 a month in as little as 1 year, then send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and message me success. I'll know what that means and I'll reach out to you and I'll see if I can help you.